The Toklat fire is growing. The latest estimates put the blaze burning 25 miles southwest of Neenah at more than 45,000 acres, nearly double what it was Friday. State Fire Information Officer Pete Buse says southerly winds over the last couple of days have changed the active front of the fire.
Where the fire had moved to the southwest before, it started moving more to the east and northeast, and that sort of got our pulse rate up over some of the places on the Kantishna that we were protecting. And we did a fairly extensive burnout around some properties on the Kantishna.
Buse says a successful burnout operation was conducted Sunday to protect a group of cabins along the river. 130 firefighters are trying to protect about two dozen buildings along the river and near East Twin Lake and Mucha Lake. The Toklat fire began from remnants of the Rail Belt Complex fires that charred nearly 700,000 acres last summer on both sides of the park's highway. Buse says some of the properties threatened by the Toklat fire are benefiting from structure protection done in the area last summer.
Done the clearing around them and that sort of thing, so it's not going to be as big a job this time.
The Toklat fire is one of several wildfires that have rekindled this spring from wildfires that started last summer. Buse says the mosaic burn pattern that wildfires leave behind preserve plenty of fuel for secondary burns. He says two factors are allowing more carryover of fires.
Because of the extent of fires that ran late in the season in 2009, combined with relatively low snowpack, and that combination of factors appears to be leaving us with more holdover fires than we would normally see.
Buse says it's unusual, but not unheard of, to have a large fire like the Toklat burn so early in the season. He says additional aircraft are being brought on early in anticipation of hot, dry weather heading into the holiday weekend. The Division of Forestry is cautioning private pilots to stay well clear of active wildfires.